We're pausing to remember Dutch actress Sylvia Christel. She died of cancer in Amsterdam this week. She was just 60. You may not know her name, but Sylvia Christel shot to fame with the 1974 erotic French film Emmanuel. It's a story of a wife of a French diplomat in Bangkok who begins a sexual journey with the encouragement of her husband, Jean. Here's a scene between Emmanuel and Jean, where they discuss the idea that sexual pleasure may be the most important thing in love.
J'ai l'impression qu'en amour, il doit y avoir quelque chose de plus important, de plus intelligent que le savoir-faire.
Je suis sûr que c'est dans le plaisir physique qu'il faut chercher.
Emmanuel was one of the first erotic movies to be shown in mainstream cinemas. It played in a theater on the Champs-Élysées for more than a decade. After Emmanuel, Sylvia Christel went on to make films with some of the most prominent French directors of the time, such as Claude Chabrol and Roger Vadim. And she worked in Hollywood, too. But Emmanuel would remain Christel's most famous role. Juste Jacquin directed the film. He says it was difficult to make the movie because no one understood his idea of an erotic film.
When I asked the French actresses to act in the movies, they said, oh no, no way to do erotic film, because at that time, it was in 1973, nobody wanted to do a film like that.
Let me ask you this. What was the censorship law that changed, that allowed for this film to be made in the first place?
When the film was finished 1 year later, it was forbidden in France for 6 months. And because Pompidou died...
That was President Pompidou, yeah,
yes,
at the time.
The President Giscard d'Estaing said, I stopped the censure and I gave you the permission to the artists to do what they want. So after 6 months of fight, we opened the film in the theater, because the pornographic film before was in the X theater.
Right, X-rated theaters, yeah.
Yes, and we refused with the producer to be opening in X theater.
Well, tell me something, because I'm not quite sure I understand why it was so controversial in the first place. Was it because it was this erotic film that was really a mainstream film, or because it had these kind of very explicit rape scenes in it? What was the controversy?
The controversy, because at that time, the only thing that you can see, watch, it was a pornographic film. They did want to do a distinction between eroticism and pornography. So we fight so much for explain to the people that Emmanuel was very soft, erotic film. The controversy came from the feminists. It was the big time for feminists at that time. The controversy was there.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, that women actually like this film. In fact, Columbia Pictures, which picked up the film for the U.S. market, noticed that most of the film's audiences in French movie theaters were women.
Yes.
Well, let's hear Columbia Pictures' trailer for Emmanuel, which was marketing the film in the United States.
Columbia Pictures proudly presents Emmanuel. Emmanuel is sensual, but she's elegant. She's fantasy, but she's fun. Her extraordinary story allows all of us to look into the face of pure sensuality for perhaps the first time. Emmanuel. It's the first film of its kind that lets you feel good without feeling bad.
So the last line there, Juste, it's the first film of its kind that lets you feel good without feeling bad. What is your response to that line?
It's fantastic, because exactly what I want to say, meaning that eroticism is something beautiful. Emmanuel was a real story, a fantasy of a woman. And why women like my films? Because I let the people put their own fantasy on the film.
What do you remember fondly about Sylvia Christel?
She is, first of all, a fantastic girl, because, you know, when you try to do your first film and everybody around you tell you, no way, no way, no way. She trusts me and she stayed with me. She was a quiet person. She was very intelligent. She loved to read. She loved to sing, to do poetry. And, you know, it was like a sister.
Juste Jacquin, director of Emmanuel and a longtime friend of Sylvia Christel, its star. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
We leave you today with the theme song from the 1974 film Emmanuel. You can see the erotically quaint American trailer for the movie at theworld.org.